Such a pleasure to have the conductor of Cinderella here with us today, Michelle Raffrano. Welcome.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks for joining us. So this is your first time conducting with Toledo Opera?
It is.
Perfect. What brought you into collaboration with Toledo Opera?
Well, in opera world, it's we have the pleasure of being able to travel and work with a lot of different companies. And I live in New Jersey. I'm from New Jersey. I love to travel. I work with many companies. And this year, Toledo Opera needed a conductor for La Cenerentola. And I love Rossini and was dying to conduct La Cenerentola. So we got in touch and it worked out. And I'm thrilled to be here. It's my first time in Toledo and it's been lovely so far.
What do you think of Toledo so far?
What do I think of Toledo so far? I think it's lovely. I think everyone's so nice.
Well, you're not going to say it's awful, right?
No, but I mean it. We've been mostly in opera rehearsals, so I haven't had a lot of time to sightsee yet. But I did find a very nice little coffee shop near the rehearsal space. I walked down to the water, to the riverfront in Toledo. And I've been really enjoying my time here and enjoying the time in rehearsals with our wonderful cast.
How have rehearsals been going?
They have been going great. As I said, we have a wonderful cast. They sound fantastic. They're just so impressive. And this music is really, really challenging to sing, and they are knocking it out of the park. The chorus is sounding fabulous. We have a great men's chorus, and I was warned by the company that they're fabulous, and I got here the first day, and I was very impressed, and they're the princes, the king's men, you know, is the role they play, and they're already sounding great, and we still have a few weeks to go till we open, so I think it's going to be really good.
Wonderful. Yeah. You mentioned you loved Rossini. What is it about his music that captures your imagination?
Well, I am Italian-American, and I grew up listening to a lot of Italian opera. And so for me, it's very special just because it really brings me back to listening to Italian vinyl records with my Italian grandfather. And so we listened to a lot of Rossini growing up, and he's known for his really catchy tunes and vibrant music and a lot of fast-paced, exciting finales to the acts and a lot of fast notes for singers. And, it's just so vibrant and full of life. The orchestra's playing, just the fastest notes, and they're building a big dramatic crescendo to the climactic moment and a grand finale. And it's just so full of life, and it's so exciting. It just kind of makes your heart sing to listen to this beautiful music. So it's a pleasure being able to hear it every day.
Yeah. In your experience, I mean, you sort of have specialized in opera. Toledo Opera does so much work with the community, and there's all kinds of resources that they have made available on their website. I mean, are you impressed by Toledo Opera and the depths to which they go to try to get the word out to the community?
Absolutely. Even something like this, Cinderella Day, at the library. I mean, the whole reason we do this, that we do opera and we put on performances, is to bring in audiences and, hopefully inspire them and give them a wonderful time and, inspire them to feel feelings and to think big and, and entertain them with a wonderful story. And, if you don't get the word out, you're not going to invite people into this, joyful musical experience. And so, I'm absolutely so impressed that Toledo Opera is clearly such a core of the community and reaching so many people. So I'm excited to see those people even more in person in our audience.
Yeah. Well, you say in person, and we are at Sylvania Branch Library on Monroe Street, and we're having a story time, which is not going to be on the radio. So if folks want to bring their kids or their grandkids for story time, that's happening right after we get off the air at 11 o'clock a.m. this morning. Michelle, hopefully you can stick around for story time as well.
I hope so. I mean, I love the fairy tale of Cinderella. I grew up watching the Disney princess movies. So, we don't have rehearsal till later. I think I will stick around. Looking forward to it.
Well, thank you for joining us. It's good to get your take on Rossini's Cinderella. We're going to continue with more music based on Rossini. In fact, this is a suite for orchestra.